But on the line now, I have Kenneth Killian, Artistic Director of the Improvised Music Company. Good morning still to you. Hello, Kenneth.
Good morning, Noel. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Of course, now the Hotter Than July Festival, it's this year and last year especially, it's a perfect name, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've been really lucky with the weather this past summer so far, and hopefully it'll continue right through until the end of the month, because Sunday's our big day in Smithfield Square.
Okay, how many years is this going on?
This will be the sixth year of Hotter Than July. We started in Meeting House Square in Temple Bar, but we quickly kind of outgrew that public space and made the move to Smithfield. So it's our fourth year in Smithfield Square now.
And has it grown in sort of how many days it's on? Usually these things, maybe...
It's a one-day event. It always has been, but we do try and cram as much activity, music, dance, and just kind of, you know, experiences for audiences into that one day as we can. I mean, you know, going from a smaller footprint in Meeting House Square to the much larger space in Smithfield allowed us to kind of, you know, have a bigger stage, have bigger audiences, have bigger bands, you know, so we've kind of expanded in that way.
Okay, and just tell me a little bit of your Artistic Director of the Improvised Music Company. Tell me about that.
So Improvised Music Company, we're a non-profit organization, and our role, if you like, is to basically, you know, present concerts by music which is not, you know, essentially mainstream. Mm-hmm. So for the most part that encompasses jazz and creative improvised music, but it also encompasses you know, world music and ethnic music and you know, the diversity that happens for everything that is outside the center or the mainstream. So that's the job that we do. In addition to that, you know, we kind of help and assist artists with their careers, their professional development, and look for ways to try and, you know, progress their careers both in the island of Ireland and abroad. So we've a pretty, you know, broad remit. I mean, we celebrated 25 years a few years ago, so we've been around for a while, and we hope to continue to be. And you know, it's enjoyable what we do, and it's very rewarding when we get to put on big events like this.
Indeed, and everything that you do will be in evidence on the weekend. So, give our listeners a taste of what they expect to see. This is a free event. It's a great family event as well.
Yeah, we're doing Hotter Than July in association with Dublin City Council, and making use of, you know, spaces in our capital that are really great to just come out and experience. You know, Smithfield is a vibrant community, and Smithfield Square in particular. There are so many really interesting businesses in that part of Dublin that have, you know, grown over the last number of years. So using the space is kind of, you know, one of the primary goals. But what we want to do in the space is present to audiences, to families, a wide range of music from around the world. And a lot of the music that people will hear on Sunday, I mean, it is an entirely free event. There are no tickets. Just come along. We start at 3. We finish at 9. It's 6 hours of entertainment. And the majority of the music is from around the world. We have Brazilian music. We've got music from Africa. We've got music from, you know, Afrobeat. We've got samba from various parts of the world, and we've got a large dance troupe who are debuting work on the day. But a lot of these people are actually resident and living in Ireland. So it kind of reflects the diversity that we have in both in our capital and, of course, in our country. You know, so there's a lot of people that come and decide to live in Ireland, and they bring with them all of these musical traditions. I mean, Ireland is so famous for its traditional Irish music, which is, as soon as it leaves Ireland, it becomes ethnic music of Ireland. You know, it becomes world music for people who are not familiar with it. We tend to take it maybe a little bit for granted in the context of that. And what we're presenting on Sunday is you know, like traditional music, rather, from all of these other places that it has, both on the Irish community and on Irish musicians themselves, who basically adopt some of, you know, the techniques or influences, or particularly the rhythms of Brazil, of Africa, of India, and incorporate that into their music. And this kind of progresses the music and makes it really interesting. Mm-hmm. So we've got music from pretty much everywhere on Sunday. And you know, one of the bands I think that, you know, exemplifies that really well is an Irish band called Jiggy. You know, that takes some, you know, really top-level traditional Irish music makers who have, you know, fused their music with kind of Indian rhythms. And it's just, you know, what we want to do is create a sense of a party, carnival atmosphere, if you like, because, you know, we all know what a really good traditional Irish music set is like. You know, if you get to the pub and, you know, it's a really, really energizing experience. We want to translate that into the square and put on music that kind of, like, you know, reflects that.
So okay.
It's quite a lot packed in.
It certainly is going to be a great day, and people can join you on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And if people want to sign up for your newsletter as well, they go up on the website, is it, Kenneth?
Sure. Everything with regard to what we're doing, including the event on Sunday, is on our website, which is improvisedmusic.ie. And you can find all the details of Hotter Than July on that. And indeed, if you want to sign up, we have a monthly newsletter. Which has, you know, details the information that we have coming up over concerts and things, and we hope it's interesting for people, and we'd love people to subscribe to it. Yes.
Okay, great day. I'll probably get over there myself. I look forward to it, and it starts at 3 until 9, and a great day, Hotter Than July. Thank you very much, Kenneth, for
Thanks
talking
so
to
much.
Us.
Thanks, Noel.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And that's Kenneth Killeen, Artistic Director of the Improvised Music Company. That's all happening in Smithfield Sunday at the 28th there, and it's 3 until 6, and it sounds like it's going to be a wonderful day, and it's all free. Great family day out if you're looking and you're hanging loose. You can still have your lie on after the night before and get the kids up and then head into town. So there you go.